Title: A Menvarination Build Guide for Pirate Radio Energy in Ableton Live 12. Advanced. Alright, let's build a proper pirate radio. Amen. Build in Ableton Live 12. The goal is a 16-bar escalation that feels like the break is getting hijacked by dodgy transmitters, crunchy converters, overloaded limiters, and weird little room reflections, and then, right before the drop, everything cuts and snaps back to clean so the impact feels enormous. This is advanced, so I'm going to assume you can move fast around warp, drum racks, automation lanes, resampling, and effect routing. What I'll do is give you a repeatable workflow you can reuse in any drum and bass or jungle project, especially if you want that rooftop rig. Illegal broadcast energy. First, concept check. The secret isn't more chaos. The secret is readability first, chaos second. If you destroy the landmark hits too early, it stops feeling like an amen build and starts feeling like generic glitch percussion. So we're going to protect a couple of anchors until late in the build. Then we'll let it unravel on purpose. Step 1. Prep the amen so it can survive abuse. Load your amen loop onto an audio track and name it Amen RAW. Set your project tempo somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM. Open the clip view and turn warp on. Now decide. If you want the whole loop to stay kind of intact and gooey, use Complex Pro. If you want punch and that classic chopped break articulation, use Beats Mode. If you use Beats Mode, set Preserve to 1/16, set Transient Loop Mode to Forward, and pull the transient envelope down somewhere around 20 to 40, so it doesn't smear. We are aiming for tight transients that still roll. Then drop drum bus on Amen RAW. This is your make it consistent before you wreck it move. Put drive around 5 to 15%. Keep boom low for now. Dab around 20 to 40. Transients up around plus 10 to plus 25. Keep output under control. The idea it is, the break is now punchy and stable. So when you distort or band limit later, it reacts predictably. Now we build the engine. Slicing to MIDI for controlled variation. Right-click the Amen clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient. One slice per transient, and use the default slice to drum rack preset. You should end up with Amen Rack, a drum rack full of slices. Create a new MIDI clip that's 16 bars. Here's the key: for the first 4 to 8 bars, keep it recognizable. You can literally retrigger the core hits kick, snare, the main hat flow in a way that still reads as Amen. You're building trust with the listener before you start messing with their head. Now the advanced move: probability and ghost control. In the drum rack, pick a few ghost slices, tiny snare ticks, little hat bits, anything that adds chatter but doesn't define the groove. On those pads, set chance somewhere around 40 to 75%. Don't do it on everything. If everything is probabilistic, nothing is intentional. If you want it to feel performed, go deeper on those ghost slices. Open each pad's amp envelope and shorten the decay. Pull release near zero. That keeps the chatter tight and stops tail stacking into mush when the build gets dense. Then add groove. Use the groove pool and grab a shuffled break groove or something with swing, and apply it at 10 to 25%. The point is subtle movement. If it gets too drunk, your drop won't feel tight. Next, the Pirate Radio FX chain. This is where the vibe happens. Group your Amen sources. Put Amen Raw and Amen Rock into a group and name it Amen Group. Even if you end up muting one later, keeping them grouped makes automation and a slash B checks way easier. Coach tip. Duplicate this group right now. Make Amen Build and Amen Ref. Amen Ref stays nearly dry. Just level matched with minimal EQ. Amen Build is where we destroy things. While arranging, mute and unmute between them so you don't slowly drift into overprocessed ears. Redux and heavy drive will trick you. The reference keeps you honest. On Amen Build, add the chain in this order. First, EQ 8. High pass at about 30 to 50 Hz, 24 dB per octave, just to remove rumble and leave room for the drop sub later. If it's boxy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe -2 to -4 dB with a EQ around 1.2. If it needs bite, a gentle lift around 4 to 8 kHz, +1 to +3 dB. Nothing extreme. We're shaping the raw break so the distortion stage gets fed a sensible signal. Second, roar. This is your transmitter. Start on tape or warm. Drive around 10 to 25%. Tilt the tone a bit bright for that crispy broadcast edge. And yes, modulating drive or tone slightly can make it feel alive, like unstable circuitry. Keep it subtle. We want dodgy hardware, not EDM wobble filter. Third, auto filter for the band limit sweep. Set it to band pass for the full radio effect, or high pass if you want a more classic build. Starting point, center around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz, resonance around 0.8 to 1.2, add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 8 dB, and plan to automate that upward. This is important. Band limit sweeps create tension, because you're taking away the full spectrum satisfaction. The listener wants the bass and the air back. That desire is your build. Fourth, Redux for digital crunch. Downsample around 1.5 to 4, bit reduction around 8 to 12. Don't live there the whole time. Think of Redux like hot sauce. A little makes it exciting, too much and you can't taste the break anymore. We'll automate it so it creeps up near the end. Fifth, echo. Set time to 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 20 to 45%. Use the internal filter to band limit the echoes, like 500 Hz to 6 kHz, so it feels like dubby broadcast repeats, not full range clutter, and automate the dry/wet for momentary throws. In DNB, constant echo makes the groove blurry. Throws keep it punchy. Sixth, hybrid reverb. Choose hall or plate. Decay anywhere from 2.5 to 6.5 seconds depending on how dramatic you want it, predelay 15 to 35 milliseconds, and high cut around 6 to 10 kHz so it stays darkish. Heap dry/wet low most of the time, like 0 to 12%, then throw it up to 25 to 45% only on key fill moments. Seventh, utility. This is stereo discipline and the mono snap. We'll automate width over the build and then collapse it before the drop. That narrowing is psychological. It makes the listener feel like the sound is being squeezed through a pipe. Now, before we arrange, quick metering advice. Put spectrum at the end of Amen build. Watch the 1 to 3 kHz region. That's the pain zone when you stack bandpass and distortion. Also watch 8 to 12 kHz. Hiss and erosion can jump out. Pirate radio is mid-heavy, but it still needs a ceiling. If it gets fizzy, you can automate a small narrow dip around 7 to 10 kHz in the last 4 bars, or use multiband dynamics, gently on the high band to deharsh without killing the air. Now let's map the arrangement. 16 bars. Pirate build blueprint. Bars 1 to 4. Signal acquired. Keep the Amen groove readable. Light band pass. Mild roar. If you want, add a super quiet noise texture, like vinyl or air. But keep it low. The build should feel like you just tuned in and the signal is stabilizing. Automate auto filter center frequency rising slowly. Automate roar drive up just a tiny bit, like +2 to +4% over these bars. You're laying the slope, not going full tilt. Bars 5 to 8. Interference and hype. Start introducing slice variations, but keep the landmark hits. Snare doubles occasionally. Ghost note stutters. At the end of every 2 bars, put a reversed slice or a reversed micro chunk as a little rewind hint. And here's a practical trick. Resample 1 bar of Amen build to Audito. Reverse just the last 1/8 note before the next phrase. That little reverse suction is pure jungle language, and it sets up fills without destroying the groove. At the end of bar 8, do your first echo throw. Pick the last snare hit. Automate echo dry/wet up for that moment, then pull it right back down. You want the throw to feel like a DJ punched a send on the mixer. Bars 9 to 12, transmit overload. Now we start turning the screws. Increase roar. Introduce redux subtly. Start pitch tension. You can do pitch tension 2 ways. The clean way is shifter on a parallel chain. Automate up +2 to +5 semitones very subtly, or do a short ramp in the last 2 beats of bar 12. The dirtier way is clip transpose on resampled audio pieces. Either works, just keep it tasteful so it reads as tension, not a key change. Also start narrowing low end in the build. You can automate a gentle low shelf down on EQ8 so the drop sub feels like it arrives later. This matters even if you're not playing bass during the build. Your ear measures impact partly by low end returning. Bars 13 to 16. Full chaos, then choke. Now you can go harder on variation. Increase probability. Add micro stutters, but only at phrase ends. That's how you keep the swing. If you stutter constantly, the groove collapses and it stops being DJ friendly. If you want the stutters to stay tight, resample a bar, set warp to beats, preserve 1/32, transient loop forward, and only stutter the last beat of a phrase. Hectic, but still in the pocket. Add your big reverb throws on snare fills here, but remember the rule, throws, not constant wash. Now the choke moment. This is the money. In the final bar, band limit harder. Increase resonance. Collapse stereo width. And then, last 1/8 or 1/4 beat before the drop, do a hard cut. A tiny silence gap. That gap is the transmitter cutting out. And when the drop hits full spectrum, it feels like the system came back online at 10 times the power. Even more advanced, Instead of cleaning everything exactly at the drop, do a one-beat decontamination just before impact, one beat before the drop. Pull drive down, start removing the band linnet, adjust width, and let the listener feel the suction of clarity returning. Then the impact hits and it feels like it arrives early. That's a really pro illusion. Now let's add an optional but super powerful layer. Parallel broadcast dirt. On Amen build, create an audio effect rack with two chains. One chain is cleanish, minimal processing, maybe just EQ and light drum bus. The other chain is broadcast DRT, band limited with EQ, like high pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8K Hz. Hit it with heavier roar and moderate redux. Then add erosion in noise mode, frequency around 6 to 12 kHz, amount very low, like 0.3 to 1.5. This gives you that gritty air, like circuitry fizz, without needing to just boost highs. Make a few macros, dirt level, band limit frequency, drive and reverb throw. Then automate dirt level rising through bars 9 to 16, and at the drop, slam it near zero so the drop feels clean and expensive by contrast. A quick stereo trick while we're here. Make your stereo story intentional. Bars 1 to 8 slightly narrow, like 80 to 95%. Bars 9 to 14 widen, like 105 to 125%. Bar 15 starts collapsing, 90 down to 60. Last beat near mono. Then on the drop, snap to your normal width. Even if your drop is wide already, the temporary collapse is what sells the difference. Now, one more critical mix note. Don't let your return smear the first kick of the drop.